What if I told you that hitting a big revenue goal doesn't automatically mean your business is successful? In this episode, I'm breaking down what profitability really means without the jargon. I'll share simple ways to measure it, real-world examples, and of course, practical tips you can use to increase your profit without working more hours. So if you've ever felt stuck or unsure about where your money's actually going, you'll want to stick around. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Before we dive into this episode, I've got something kind of exciting to share. Can you believe that we're almost at 100 episodes of this podcast? This show has been one of the most meaningful parts of my business. Not because it's flashy, not because it's viral, but because it's where I get to show up and speak directly to you. No filters, no algorithms, just real thoughts and strategies I know can help you build a business that actually works for your life. Every week, I sit down behind this mic and I imagine I'm talking to one of my clients or business friends, someone who's in the thick of it, trying to grow without burning out. And if that's you, I just want you to know I see you and I'm so glad you're here. And to celebrate this 100 episode milestone, I want to give back in a more personal way. So I'm doing a giveaway, and one lucky listener will win a free 60-minute one-on-one strategy session with me. It's a full hour to dig into your business. We'll talk about where you're stuck, what you want, and how to get there without spinning your wheels. This is something I don't offer for free, so this is a pretty special chance to get that 1 hour of strategy with me. So here's how you enter. You can do any or all of these three things. Share the podcast with a friend, post about it on social and tag me, or leave a review on Apple or Spotify. Each one of those actions counts as a separate entry. So the more you do, the more chances you have to win. Once you've done your part, just click the link in the show notes below and fill out the quick form to let me know what you did. The giveaway closes at midnight on Friday, June 27th. So you have a little bit of time, but don't wait. And I'm going to announce the winner in episode 103 of the podcast. Thanks again for being part of this with me. Truly, this podcast wouldn't exist without you tuning in. And I can't wait to see what the next 100 episodes bring. All right, back to the episode. Today, I'm going to be diving into something that's pretty critical for your business. Now, I know I say that a lot, but honestly, a lot of the topics that we talk about here are critical for your business. But today, it's all about profitability. Now, when I say the word profitability, you probably think of your bottom line, right? That magical number that tells you whether you're winning or you're losing in business. But did you know that profitability isn't just a number? It's actually much deeper than that. It's more than just revenue coming in or money in your bank account. Now, just how to make more money and how to keep more of it and what it really means to run a profitable business, not a busy one. That's what we're going to get into today. So let me ask you, have you ever made money in your business but felt like something was off? Like maybe the numbers were okay, but you're still feeling stuck or stretched too thin. That's because profitability is about understanding the relationship between your revenue, your costs, and ultimately your business's ability to sustain itself and to grow. I've been in the back end of a lot of businesses. And let me tell you, the shiny numbers you see people posting about on social media, they don't tell the whole story. I've seen businesses making six or even seven figures in revenue, but they're barely scraping by. And others that are making far less on paper, but running a lean, sustainable, profitable operation. So if you've been putting pressure on yourself to hit a certain revenue goal, I want you to pause and I want you to flip that thinking. So instead of chasing a revenue number, I want you to start asking, how much profit do I want or need this business to create? Because that's the number that supports your life. That's the number that lets you take Fridays off, lets you hire help, or lets you finally stop worrying about money every month. So when I'm talking about profitability today, I'm not just talking about growth at all costs. I'm talking about what you actually keep and how to build a business that supports you. So I want to walk you through what profitability really means for small business owners, like how you calculate it, and more importantly, how you increase it so you're not just working hard, but working smart. So this episode is really for you if you've ever said this to yourself. I'm bringing in money, but I'm not sure where it's all going. Or, I work nonstop, but I don't feel like I'm getting ahead. Or even, I'm not sure how to tell if I'm really making a profit. We're going to fix all of those today. So let's start with the basics. What does profitability actually mean for you as a small business owner? At its core, profitability is the ability to generate more revenue than the costs you incur to run your business. That sounds pretty simple, right? It's a way, the ability to generate more revenue than the costs you need to run your business. But the way I see it, profitability is really about balance. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can cover your expenses, you can pay yourself, and you can still have enough to reinvest in your business. Think of it this way. Let's say you're running a small local bakery. You make incredible cakes and you're selling them for a reasonable price. But here's the catch. Your cost of ingredients, the rent, your staff, and your utilities, those are all eating into your profits. So sure, you're bringing in money, but if your expenses are too high, that revenue doesn't translate into a profitable business. And this is where understanding profitability becomes key. So let's break it down even further. I want you to think of your business as a leaky bucket. Okay, you've got a bucket, but you've got holes in it. If you're not careful about where you're spending, those leaks, aka those unnecessary expenses, can drain your bucket faster than you can fill it with sales. So profitability is about patching up those leaks so that every dollar you make goes further. If you're not tracking and I've got you confused, another way to look at it is like you're driving a car without checking the gas gauge. You can't know if you're running out of fuel until you're stuck on the side of the road, right? Profitability gives you options. It's what allows you to take time off, to hire help, to invest in growth, or even to not grow for a season if you just need a break. But without profit, you're constantly chasing cash just to stay afloat. And when you don't know your numbers, it's really, really hard to feel like you are in control. And when you don't know your numbers, you end up making decisions based on gut feelings instead of clear data. So if all that sounds heavy, I want you to know there's some good news. You don't need a finance degree to get a handle on all of this. Just a few numbers and a system to check in on them regularly is all you need. So let's talk about how to measure profitability in a way that's simple, doable, and it won't make your head spin. So first up is our basic profit formula, which we need to know like at the back of our hand if we're running a business. Revenue minus expenses equals profit. This is where you got to start, right? Your revenue is all of the money coming in. What people pay you for your cakes, your services, your products, whatever it is you're selling. Your expenses are everything you pay out. So your ingredients, your rent, your employees, your contractors, your marketing costs. And when you subtract your expenses from your revenue, what you're left with is your profit. That's how much you actually get to keep. So, sounds simple, right? You're still with me. Okay, I'm going to show you a couple of important variations of this to help you measure profitability in a little more detailed way. So the next thing we're going to look at is profit margin. And this is one of the most useful numbers you can track because it tells you how much profit you're actually making for every dollar of revenue. So to calculate this, you're going to use a formula. Not difficult. So you're going to say profit margin equals profit divided by revenue times 100. So going back to our bakery example, if you sell a cake for $50 and your total expenses, your ingredients, your labor, your overhead, all those things are $35, your profit would be 15. So to calculate our profit margin, we're going to take our profit, $15, divided by our revenue, $50 for selling that cake. That leaves us with 0.3, and we're going to multiply that by 100 to get it into a percent, 30%. So what this means is that for every $1 we bring in revenue, for every $1 we make in sales, we're keeping 30 cents as a profit. A 30% profit margin is reasonable, but you'll want to keep an eye on this number to see if it's improving or decreasing over time. Why does this all matter? Because it gives you a quick snapshot of how efficiently you're turning sales into profit. A higher profit margin, so a higher percent, means you're doing a better job of controlling costs and making money off of your sales. A lower profit margin means you might need to tweak things. You may need to adjust your prices or cut some unnecessary expenses. There is no golden rule about this is the perfect profit margin for you and your business. It really depends if you're a solopreneur, you've got a team, if you're working from home, online, you've got an in-person store. All of this changes the atmosphere. But what's important is that you're actually measuring your profit margin and comparing it to yourself. So what was my profit margin for first quarter of 2025? What's it going to be for second quarter? What's it going to be for the whole year? How does that compare to next year, etc.? Right? We're looking at the trend over time for our own profit margin. How is that adjusting? So as an example, you're growing, you bring on a new team member. You might have a lower profit margin for those first few months when you bring on a new team member because your expenses have gone up. You've just hired someone else who you're now paying. And it's going to take some time for that team member to get on board and actually start taking over tasks and bringing in more revenue for you. So within 3 to 6 months, you should see your profit margin bounce back up because now that person is able to take on tasks, responsibilities, and help bring in more revenue behind the door. Okay, so it's going to ebb and flow. You may have a season in your business when sales are lower and your profit margin is going to reflect that. So again, it's a snapshot, it's a trend, and we're looking for the pattern. All right. The other number I want to bring your attention to is gross profit versus net profit. And I know there's a lot of confusion out there about these two numbers. They're two very different things, but they both tell you important data about your business. So gross profit is just the money you make from your sales after covering the direct costs of making your product. So things like, if you're a bakery, the cost of flour, sugar, eggs, the labor involved in baking your cake. So any cost that directly you need to make directly to make your product. Net profit, on the other hand, takes everything into account. So it looks at your direct costs, like the ingredients and your labor, but also your indirect costs, like your rent, your marketing, your utilities, and paying yourself as a business owner. This is the bottom line number that you hear people refer to. This is the true measure of how much money your business is making after all expenses are covered. So if we go back to our baking example, we've got this bakery. If your gross profit is $15, but your other expenses like rent and utilities and marketing, they add up to $10, then your net profit would be $5. Okay, so here's the takeaway I want you to remember. Gross profit is useful because it helps you understand if your core business activities are profitable. So in the case of the bakery, am I profitable from making these cakes? Net profit is what tells you if your entire business is truly profitable, considering all the other overhead costs that you have. So you may find when you start analyzing these numbers that for some offers in your business, your gross profit might not be very much. And you may need to make some adjustments on your costs or your pricing to deliver that product or service. All right. Are you still with me? I hope so. Another number I want to bring to your attention, and you hear this term all the time, is cash flow. And this is a little different from profit because cash flow tells you how much actual cash is moving in and out of your business over a set period of time. So even if you have a profit on paper, you might not have enough cash to pay your bills if your cash flow is not set up properly. So let's take our example. You've got a bakery. You've sold a cake to a customer for $50, but they didn't pay you immediately. Your revenue will look good on paper, but your cash flow is actually negative until that customer pays you. This is why it's so important to track your cash flow, because you need to ensure you have enough cash in the bank to keep things running smoothly, even if your profits are looking good. You can keep an eye on your cash flow by tracking the dates when you expect to receive payments from clients and when you need to pay for things like your rent, your suppliers, your employees, etc. So doing a little forecasting, cash flow forecasting is a simple way to predict future cash needs so you're not caught off guard. Right? So let's say you know at the end of every month you have to make your payment for your rent. And you also know that that big cake order you did for somebody's wedding, you're going to get paid in the middle of the month. So now you know that money's going to come in and you can use some of that money to pay for your rent, right? But in the same scenario, let's say you're not going to get that money for your big cake order until the beginning of the next month. You need to make sure you have cash available to be able to pay your rent until you get that revenue coming in. All right, quickly recap. Start with the basics. Revenue minus expenses equals profit. This is the simplest way to see if you're making money. 2, keep an eye on your profit margin to understand how much profit you're making for every dollar you earn. Understand the difference between gross profit, your core business, and net profit, your total business health. And finally, keeping track of cash flow to make sure you've got enough cash to run your day-to-day operations. Now, I know it may sound like this is a lot to track, but remember, these numbers are giving you clarity. And this is the clarity you need to make better decisions. By measuring profitability this way, you can pinpoint exactly where to focus your efforts to improve your business. And again, don't worry about needing fancy spreadsheets or complicated formulas. Just track these numbers on a simple sheet or use a basic app, and you will have a better grasp on your profitability without all the headache. You don't have to be a financial expert to know what's working and what isn't. You do, however, have to be paying attention. Right. Okay. So now you understand profitability and the importance of it for a small business owner. Let's switch gears a little bit and dive into how you can actually increase profitability. In your business, I'm not talking about just hoping things get better, right? I want to give you practical, tactical steps that you can start using today to improve your bottom line. So let's go back to our bakery example to make this as clear as possible. Let's say you've got a bakery and you're doing great selling your signature cakes. But if you're only selling cakes, you're missing out on opportunities to increase revenue. Here's one thing you can do. Introduce value-added offerings to help increase your revenue. So for example, you could start offering add-ons like custom decorations, seasonal flavors, or even cake-related products like cake stands or cute baking tools. These little add-ons can significantly increase and boost your revenue without a huge increase in effort or overhead. Think about it. A $5 add-on per customer might seem small, but if you have 100 customers, that's an extra $500 in revenue for that month. Okay? Another idea, if you have customers who regularly order cakes for birthdays or events, you could offer a loyalty program, right? Maybe after every 5 cake purchased, they get a discount on the 6th, or they get a free cake topper. These are simple ways to increase the frequency of purchases and build customer loyalty, all of which helps to drive your revenue up without needing a flood of new customers. All right, another strategy is to review your pricing. So this is where a lot of small business owners are afraid to take action, but raising your prices strategically can be one of the most effective ways to boost your profitability. And listen, I know it can be uncomfortable to think about, but I'm not talking about a huge price hike overnight. It's about small, well-timed adjustments. So let's go back to our bakery. If you're charging $30 for a custom cake and your expenses have increased, whether that's your ingredients or your rent or the money you have to pay for your staff, there's a good chance you can raise your prices a little. A 10% increase might bring your price from $30 to $33. It doesn't sound like much, but if you're selling 50 cakes a month, that's an extra $150. The real key here when we're talking about pricing is to understand your value. Are you offering something unique that your customers can't get elsewhere? Do you have superior quality? These are the questions to start asking yourself before making any pricing adjustments. Make sure that you're communicating the value you're providing to your customers so they understand why the price increase is justified. And then the third strategy here is looking at cutting costs. Again, this doesn't mean slashing your quality, but it's about finding inefficiencies. In this bakery world, one of the biggest areas where costs can get out of hand is wasting ingredients, right? Let's say you're baking 50 cakes a week, but you're constantly throwing out excess ingredients because you overestimated the amount you'd need. That waste is eating into your profits. So let's fix it by implementing better inventory management. Track exactly how much you use for each recipe and purchase only what you need. If you can reduce waste by even 10%, that's money back in your pocket. You may even be able to negotiate with certain suppliers that you work with frequently. Maybe you're buying flour and sugar and butter from one supplier who's charging you a premium, but you haven't really shopped around. So take the time, compare the prices, buy in bulk, and you could save a significant amount. And then, of course, we have good old labor costs, right? If we have staff who were using their time, we have to pay them. But the question is, are we fully utilizing what they're doing? So if you have a team member who's spending time making deliveries instead of baking, maybe it's time to hire someone just for deliveries or to optimize the scheduling. The more efficient you can run your operation, the less money you're spending on things that aren't directly contributing to your bottom line. All right, my other tip is about increasing efficiencies with automation. So in a bakery, you might think automation is reserved for, you know, those giant factories. But trust me, even small businesses can benefit from automating certain tasks. So if you're still taking orders over the phone or through email, it could be that you're wasting time that could be spent baking or creating new products. Maybe if you used an online ordering system where customers can place their orders directly on your website, reduces the time you need to spend managing those orders and also helps prevent errors and miscommunication. You can also automate your inventory tracking, right? To help you know exactly what ingredients you have on hand and when to restock, saving you the headache of running out of something mid-bake. Oh, that's happened in my house a few times. And then for marketing, right? Using tools like social media schedulers or email marketing automations can make a huge difference. So instead of just manually posting on Instagram every day or sending emails to your customer list, you know, one at a time when you have a chance to schedule them, do it in advance. Freeze up your time to focus on the work that really brings in the revenue. And lastly, focusing on customer retention over acquisition. Now, I know in this business space, it's all about getting new customers, more leads, more leads, more leads. But you know, the most powerful way to increase profitability without increasing your workload is to focus on retaining the customers you currently have. It's often cheaper and more profitable to keep your existing customers coming back than to constantly be trying to find new ones. And in this bakery world that we're talking about today, repeat customers are gold. When you offer personalized experiences to your customers, it's one of the best ways to retain them. These are the people who already know and love your cakes. So they're more likely to keep coming back if they feel valued. So maybe you could send a thank you note with their order or offer special discounts for repeat customers or send them a birthday greeting with a little coupon for their next order. Small, simple touches like these make customers feel appreciated and keep them loyal to your brand. And if you're not sure if your customers are coming back, can always ask. Send out a survey to your existing clients asking for feedback, what they'd like to see more of. They'll appreciate that you actually took the time to ask, and you just might uncover some great ideas to boost your revenue even more. So I hope you can see here, it's not about spreadsheets or about hustling harder. It's really about clarity, knowing where your money goes, knowing what actually supports your life, and choosing to build a business that works for you. All right, so as usual, I always have a next step for you. So today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at the last month in your business. So I'm recording this in June, and so look at May's numbers. If you're not in June, doesn't matter. Just look at your previous month. What came in, so how much money came in, what went out, how much money went out, and what was left. And then I want you to ask yourself this very important question. What's one small tweak I could make to increase my profit next month? That's it. One tweak. Because if you do that month after month, you're not just running a business, you're going to start running a profitable business. Small changes made consistently can transform your business. All right, thanks for being here. And if you found this helpful, I'd love for you to share it with a fellow business owner who might need a little clarity as well. And if you want to go deeper into your numbers or get support simplifying your offers, I've got resources to help. Check out the show notes for more info. Until next time, keep things simple, focus on what matters, and go build a business that works for you. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.